This is VOA News. Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged nations on Monday to show their solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and contribute hundreds of millions of dollars for an urgent and expensive humanitarian response in the country. In Geneva, Guterres said, the people of Afghanistan need a lifeline. He said, this conference is not simply about what we will give to the people of Afghanistan. It is about what we owe. The UN is appealing for $606 million for the remainder of this year for food, health care, shelter, and other vital needs to assist 11 million people in Afghanistan. Guterres said, in addition to immediate funding, humanitarians need safe and unimpeded access to the country. He also appealed for the safeguarding of the rights of women and girls and the protection of people's livelihoods in order to prevent a total collapse of the economy. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says her office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings of former Afghan security forces by the Taliban. Her office also said there have been instances in which officials in the previous government and their relatives were arbitrarily detained and were later found dead. Michelle Bachelet spoke on Monday to the Human Rights Council, warning of what she called a new and perilous phase for Afghanistan. She criticized the Taliban for what she saw as a disconnect between their words and their actions. She cited multiple allegations of house-to-house searches by the Taliban looking for officials from the previous government and, in her words, people who cooperated with U.S. security forces and companies. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Capitol Police said they arrested a California man early Monday near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C., and that multiple knives, a bayonet, and a machete were found in his truck. It is illegal to carry a bayonet and machete in Washington. Police said the arrested man, Donald Craighead of Oceanside, California, had told them he was on patrol. Craighead was charged with possession of prohibited weapons. Police said they noticed the truck Sunday around midnight. It had a swastika and other white supremacist symbols painted on it. Instead of a license plate, police said the truck had a picture of an American flag. Police said they are continuing to investigate the suspect. Security in the area remains high. It's only a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol building, the site of a break-in by an angry mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump on January 6th of this year. Those supporting the more than 600 rioters arrested 8 months ago are planning a rally in Washington this Saturday. Pope Francis has honored Slovakian Jews killed in the Holocaust as he seeks to promote reconciliation with the Jewish community. Francis was welcomed by Jewish leaders at Slovakia's Holocaust Memorial in a historic encounter. He is atoning for Christian complicity in wartime crimes in a country where a Catholic priest was president of a Nazi puppet state that deported tens of thousands of its Jews. Francis said on Monday, "Your history is our history. Your sufferings are our sufferings." Pope John Paul II made 3 trips to Slovakia, but never met here with the country's Jews. That is evidence of the strained local Catholic-Jewish relations that endured in the post-war decades, even with a Polish pope known for his outreach to Jews. Nearly 70 students kidnapped in northern Nigeria 2 weeks ago have been freed. Authorities confirmed that information on Monday. The Zamfara state governor said security forces freed the students from the Government Day Secondary School. He said no ransom was paid. Heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them on September 1st, continuing a wave of similar attacks in Zamfara that prompted the state government to shut all schools. UNICEF said there have been 10 similar attacks in Nigeria over the past year. And of course, UNICEF is the United Nations agency for the welfare of children. The Biden administration is stepping up its effort to find and unite migrant families forcibly separated under President Donald Trump. A federal task force set up soon after the election of President Biden has been working to locate the parents and children who were separated along the U.S.-Mexico border. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.